Toby, ask you a question. You, what was joy? If he was talking to me, I couldn't answer it. There's so much that could go in that. But it's something to ponder. What is that to you? I also am going to ask you a question. For you to answer to yourself, and if I ask it to the young ones here, still in school, I would get some different answers from them. Some of them would be the same. And then if I ask you that are out in life, what's the most important day in your life? Some of you would answer the same things, and some of you would have a different answer. But that's what I want to speak to you about. The most important day in your life. You notice I did not ask you to turn to any particular place yet. I will in a moment. But before we do, let's ask the Lord for His blessings and help. Our Father, we consider so little of the death of Christ, the price He paid, and all because of love. That's probably far back in our minds most of the time. And the big I is out in front every day. My Father, I pray You might have mercy upon us. That You might forgive us of our slothfulness and carelessness and indifference to Thee, to holy things. I pray You might forgive us for not being sensitive to the Spirit of God, desiring His leadership and direction, and Him bringing to us word from Thee. My Lord, have mercy, and let us not be as most comparing themselves to themselves. Paul said, that's not too wise. But I pray that You might draw us nigh Thee, and that this day, oh dear God, that we all might have dealings with Thee, the living God. And that there would be fresh and anew those words of the old prophet, the Lord God of Israel, before whom I stand. That was a living reality in Elijah's heart. An awareness of where he was. Make it so to us. And now for a little, let us push aside the weak, things that need to get done. Lay down the hustle and the bustle of life, and let us gather around Thee, Lord Jesus, and come and be our great teacher and instructor this day. I pray You'd help the children. I pray You'd draw them nigh Thee. I pray that their sight might be cleared a little more as we behold the Lamb of God. Give us hearing ears, my Father, an understanding heart, a heart hungry, desiring food and news from that distant land. Be Thou honored in our midst. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Now if you'll turn with me to Luke chapter 2. With the question, what is the most important day of your life? Beginning with verse 1, I want to read down through verse 11. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. King's heart is in the hands of the Lord. He turneth it whithersoever He wants. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Caesar Augustus wants tax. They all have to go back to their place, which brings Joseph and Mary into Bethlehem. For Micah 5:2, the prophet had already told where Christ would be born. Thou, Bethlehem of Judea, though thou art small among the little, or little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth, the ruler of Israel. So everything is falling into place as God ordained. And everything shall continue to do so, whatever comes your way. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Nighttime. Springtime. March and April. They had taken the sheep out of the fold, out from the folds near their homes. And they were out there in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day. Now put together, they are there, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel said, unto you is born this day. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And the evening and the morning was the second day. And that's how creation began. Nighttime, dark time, and then day, light. And when anybody comes, when a messenger comes to speak to you from the Lord, and your heart is open to receive that message, your darkness within turns to day. Now, if I read no more, and I don't intend on doing so here, but if I stopped here after reading and I ask the question again, what is the most important day in your life? There's a good possibility that I would get different answers than from the beginning of what you would have said. But I don't think that any of you know exactly where I'm going with this. The most important day in your life was not the day that you found out that you were a sinner. Darkness within. It's not the day that you met Jesus and found forgiveness in Him. Though both are of eternal significance and weight, but neither of them are the most important day in your life. And now to answer that, this day, right now, today, is the most important day that you'll ever live on God's green earth. The merchants of the world, they like this season because that's when the greatest percentage of their income is made for the year. And those in our land, by tradition, they mark out December 25th as an important day because It was Christ's birth. But it has little to do with his birth. It wasn't until the 4th century that December 25th was officially proclaimed to be Christmas Day. Two days that are in our lives, in your life, that are of importance. Not when Jesus was born, which was after the deadness of winter, and after the grass began to shoot forth, and the sheep could go out and find new grazing. Somewhere in there was when our Lord was born. But evidently that's not important, because God didn't tell us, on this day my son was born. So the question greater and the answer more than that, not when Jesus was born into the world, but when he was born into my heart. And I began that day life anew with him dwelling within. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Another important day, but not the most, is the day that he rose, whenever it was. But that's not the most important. I mean, even God didn't give us a specific day on the calendar. But he did say this, that every Lord's Day, first day of the week, then that day we are to recognize the resurrection of his Son. But though the day Christ was born was important, the most important was when in my heart he was born. And the question, when was he born? When was he raised from death? As far as history would date that, that's not important either. The most important there is, when did I find out that God, through his Son, had resurrected me unto a new life? At both events, his birth and his resurrection, the world lay sleeping. His return, which is another day of importance, will again be when the world lies sleeping. Now, if I fix a day on my calendar as this is the day Jesus was born, and this is the day that Jesus rose from the grave, now I mark those days as when that happened, then I would lose every day and every week and every month except that day. And it wouldn't benefit me. Do you see how a date on the calendar has brought about such abuse, especially in the Bible Belt? Whenever that Easter will come again, and we recognize the resurrection, or as the religious world will recognize the 25th as his birth, If only on those 2 days I give consideration to His being born into the world and to His rising from the grave, I lose 363 days. There's only one day that should have weight and relevance to me. One day. That's this day, the day that I am in. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. Certainly His birth, His death, His resurrection are of great importance, not because that day is marked on the calendar, but because in my life, the death of Christ is a reality, and the resurrection of Christ is a reality. Not one day in the year. Hopefully every day when the sun comes up, and if the Lord permits me into a new day, I see the resurrection there. Or I see the birth of how in Him I was birthed into His family, and then we as the church, like unto Mary, we're carrying Him until Christ is formed in us completely. One day, that heavenly messenger came, and it was a good day when that messenger said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Or one come to you and say, the Lord is risen, and He has sent me to you to witness that event, so that you might know that He's born or that He's risen. It's as the Lord said to Israel, on the 10th day of the month, you go get a lamb. On the 14th day of the month, you will kill the lamb, and you will sprinkle His blood upon the doorpost. And that way the death angel will pass over you. This is the beginning. Not when you were born into the world. Not when you were brought down in bondage because your father was seeking food. When the world was in great need. No, this month, this, when the death angel passed over, this marking the day when you'll go out of the world and you'll begin your journey through the wilderness to get to that new promised land flowing with milk and honey. Your beginning was this month. Your beginning was this day. That is the day. Not when Jesus was born into the world, but when the birth of Jesus became a reality to you, as did the resurrection. That's the beginning of your journey. But even that's not as important as this day. The birth of Christ some 2,000 years ago is not of any benefit to you, will not be of any benefit to the world, except there's reality in your soul. More than letters on a page called a Bible. More than the preacher telling you Jesus was born. Know the reality of that takes place in your soul. So we don't look to someday marked on the calendar as Easter or the resurrection, but we look within. Was the same power that was wrought in Christ wrought in me, and I was raised in Him that day. And did that resurrection, His resurrection, become such a reality in me that from my dead life, I was raised from death into the newness of a life. That was an important day. But that day's gone, children, so it's not as important as this day. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 19. Though the resurrection was imperative, for none of us could be a Christian until He who paid our debt rose again. You know that they over there still are looking for the coming of the Messiah. So His birth, His death, and His resurrection of great weight. Verse 19, Ephesians 1. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? The greatness of His power to you that believe. For faith is not something that you were born with when you were born naturally. You didn't decide. You didn't make a choice. God worked in you by that resurrection power. Same power that He wrought in Christ, verse 20, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Paul's talking about the resurrection, but that's not the weight of this. Though the church could not be in glory with God Almighty if Christ was not raised from the dead. But the importance of that day is that same power became operative in my soul. When God raised me, nothing short of the power of the resurrection of Christ. When God raised me, but that's not the most important day. Not like today. Now, folk, there is nothing wrong with you gathering with your family and your friends and having a good meal, laughter, and sharing gifts. Nothing wrong with that. As long as I don't make that some religious holiday. It's all right for you to gather. It's all right for you to pass out gifts. But we dare not make it a religious holiday if we neglect in our own heart His birth. That's the only day that we recognize Christ was born. No. Psalm 118:24, this is the day the Lord hath made. I'm thankful for the power of Christ made real, working in my soul to bring me from death to life, and making the birth of the Lord Jesus a reality. But this is the day, not back then. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the new beginning for me. The only way this day has importance or relevance is that His birth back then, His death back then, His resurrection back then is producing new evidence in me today. It's not about a day. It's not about events that happened years ago, though the events might have been necessary for our eternal life. It still comes down to this very day in which you live. And the sun coming up this morning, bringing me into a new day that God hath made. A new day of life. A new day of living where the birth and the resurrection, but I have to put in death because we are a dying creature. Not physically, though we are that. But His birth and His resurrection, not something merchants look forward to. They don't care about Jesus Christ. They care about the dollar. And the only importance of that day has got to be, to me, personal and a reality. If only one day in the year you celebrate His birth, you've lost the entirety of the year. Although it is important, you had a day when you were born again. Though that day in and of itself is not of great significance. Let me say, it's not of the greatest significance. Too many have been programmed in religion to mark a day and an event when they accepted Jesus. And you mark that day on your calendar, June 28th or June 1st, and you mark that day and you live, for that's the day you were born into the family of God. No, that day's long gone. Not a day on the calendar when I accepted Jesus. When God made Christ Lord and Savior, that's not my security. A day back then, of course, you had to be born to have life, and you had to be born again to have new life. But we get to an age, you will be here one day, where your birthday is, as to a living human being, has little or absolutely nothing for you. It's another day when you get up and you seek the Lord in prayer and in His Word, and you proceed on. So if that day loses its relevance to me as time passes, then the day, the specific day of my birth, it's not that important. I don't know how old a little one's got to be before they know they've got life. And the devil will, He will torment you. If you can't say with certainty on March 25th, I would say He'll torment you. It's not. That's not important. Not like today. Am I, are you learning the language of that new country where you say you're headed? Are you coming to a greater and more personal relationship to the Father? Does your language and does your walk evidence Christ being born in you, the hope of glory? That's your evidence, not something that happened to you 20 years ago. Today, am I in the way, in that narrow path? Today, am I in pursuit of Him? It's not difficult to get into this day from a natural standpoint. You just got certain things to do. I'm not talking about the Lord's Day. I'm talking about Monday through. But one of the most difficult duties that you'll ever have is getting in this day and living in this day. It's not difficult on Monday, though the body might not want to get up, but you get up and you go to work and you're in that day. You just take care of that day, Monday through Friday or Saturday, ever how long you work. You just take care of that day and the next day without much thought. And most folk either live in the future or in the past. Tomorrow, I'm going to do this. That's why years and years and years ago, I didn't make any New Year's resolution, because you're not going to keep it. You might as well just forget about it. At the end of the day, you say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do this. And I'm going to get things straightened out in my life, and I'm going to have a little more time to seek the Lord. And I'm going to start doing tomorrow what I neglected today. But you're going to get to the end of tomorrow's day, and you're going to be back at the same place. Well, tomorrow I'm going to. And your tomorrows are going to end just like your today's, unless the Spirit of God enables you to overcome your old fallen nature and you get in this day. Now, do you see why today's the most important day in your life? It's not 2 weeks from now when you got that test or big deal or whatever. But all that will crowd out your today's. And you make yourself promises that you're going to do better, and tomorrow will end just like yesterday, unless the Lord helps you. Would you turn with me to the Psalms for a couple of last verses? Psalm 90. Verse 9. This is Moses talking to the Lord. For all our days, not years. Verse 10, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. Verse 12, so teach us to number our days, not years, not events next week, not that within that excites you that you can't wait to get to. Ooh. Servant of God that was such a statue representing his Lord throughout the Old Testament said, our days are 70. But Lord, he said, none of us have got sense enough to number them. Teach us to number our days. Why? That today you will apply your heart unto wisdom. Now, I changed that a little bit to make it personal to you, but that's what the scripture is. It's personal to me. Now, the little ones, for a short time, they live in the day. They're not looking for tomorrow. If they got right now what they need, they're all right. They don't anticipate a tomorrow until they figure out that on this day of the year, I get presents because they said, this is my birthday. And then they start looking forward to that day every year. And then they look forward to the 25th where they get toys. And they begin living in the future. And I used to tell, not senior high, many times when they'd get to grumbling and want this or that, or the work was too hard or something, I say, these are the best days of your life right here in high school. But you're anticipating graduating. You're anticipating getting out on your own. And you're looking forward to the day when no one can set down laws that you got to obey. And you're losing the best years. Oh, the homework might have been a little difficult at times. You might have got tired of going 5 days a week. But just wait till you have to start earning your own living. And then not only years, but you have to start earning wages to support the little ones that you bring into the world. Now go back and think, well, those were good days. But you can't go back and live there. And I did have some from time to time that would come back and admit that I was right when they'd gotten out and their family had started. But you can't look back. Can't mark a day on the calendar. Teach me to number my days. Pharaoh said, Jacob, how old are you? He said, the days of the years of my pilgrimage. days. Now in Psalm 39, this may be the last. Psalm 39. Verse 4. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Think on that. Or Selah. I think it's Joshua 13. You don't have to turn. I think that's it. But it says that Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said, Joshua, you are old and stricken in years. And some years back when that stuck out at me, I wrote out beside it how little we know our own condition and our own age. And we won't ever know unless God tells us, Joshua, you're old, and now you're stricken because of the years. The days of the years of my pilgrimage. Our Lord said, take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow will take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You got enough trouble today. Why ruin today by pulling tomorrow's troubles into it? Why don't you just wait until tomorrow and quit wasting the day you're in? Don't overlook today. Tomorrow's troubles, or tomorrow will bring its own troubles. You're like unto men that wait for the Lord when he will return, and he comes and knocks, that they may open immediately. If you live in the tomorrow, then you are not looking for the Lord. And the knock today might be to take you out of the world. Knock on your heart's door might be just to tell you something. Sit down and listen. I've got some important things to share with you. You like unto those that wait for their Lord, that when he cometh and knocks, you can open to him immediately. So today is the most important day in your life. And now, because I hope that I set that before you sufficiently so that you can walk out believing it. And if you believe today's the most important day, then now you have to apply self to the things of necessity in this day and live today in its fullness and seek the Lord now, because this day carries with it eternal consequences. And how much have we lost of that we could take with us into eternity because we didn't get in the day? we had. Deuteronomy 33, thy shoes shall be made of iron and brass. As thy days are, so shall thy strength be. Don't lose today's strength and waste the strength you have today in anticipation on troubles, in anticipation on duties that you've got tomorrow. Just in the day. When our Lord taught us to pray in that, his prayer there, the first personal request was, give us this day. Bring me, Lord, into this day. Enable me to take care of the things of necessity today. Now, if my horse or cow gets in the ditch, then it's very right to get them out and not leave them there. That's cruelty. But if they're not in the ditch, don't waste the day thinking, well, what if they do fall in the ditch? And even that being the first request that we're taught to pray, give us this day, and in this day our daily bread, that those personal requests are related to the ultimate end of that, if you want to call it that bullseye in that prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, that's his place. Hallowed be thy name, that's honored. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here. But everything you ask, hallowed be thy name, that's the very center of your praying. And then out to the next little ring around the bullseye, give us this day. But if I do not ask for this day in relationship to where my Father is in glory in heaven, then I ask in vain. So the center of the mark that we shoot for is the Father's glory. And in that we rise above self as we ask for the day, which means tomorrow is out of sight. Our Lord said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall put on. Is not the life. There are two lives mentioned there. Take no thought for your life. And then our Lord mentions the life within. Is not the life more than meat or drink or what you put on? If God clothed the grass of the fields, or he took care of the lilies that Solomon in all his glory could not surpass them, or God feeds the sparrows, they don't gather into the barns, they don't store up, lilies don't spin or toil, they don't reap or gather, your Father feeds them. How much greater are you than the lily or the sparrows? Are you not better than they? Has not the Lord Jesus given his life? Was he not born one day in your heart? Was one day that you were raised from death to life? Now, why don't you just live in the day tomorrow's bread is certain. Oh, tomorrow might bring its troubles. It might bring its joys or happiness. But dear soul, don't lose the day. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. So I will close with this. It's not when I was born. It's where am I today in relationship to my birth back then. Where are you? If you could live in the day, you'll end up being a most blessed and happy creature.